Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Deeper. We've been in the book of Philippians, and look at what Paul is saying. And I want us to talk today about struggling. You know, we all struggle in our faith, but Scripture is full of places where it tells us that we are to put to death our sin nature. That our struggle is not against flesh and bone. That we need to fight the good fight. Life is a struggle. And in our current crisis, I don't believe that our struggle is just against flesh and bone. I believe our struggle is against the spiritual realm. I think the spiritual realm is on full marching orders right now. But even so, within that, we can have hope. We have hope. And in Philippians, Paul he's talking about the fact that the world is not the end all. This world is not everything. In fact, everything in this world, according to Paul, is rubbish compared to knowing Jesus Christ. And knowing Christ leads us to an eternity with Christ. But see, until that day, we are going to struggle with things in this world. I want us to, today we're going to be in Philippians 3, verses 12 to 21. Let me read it. I'm reading it from the ESV. He says, not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect. He's talking about righteousness that comes from Christ and the resurrection from the dead. He says, but I press on to make it my own. Why? Because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you, even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Amen and amen. I'm going to go back and talk about a few of these things. He says, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. We persevere in this life. Why? Why? Because Christ loves us. Because he has made us his own. And how does he do that? How do we press on? Paul tells us, forget what lies behind. Forget the mistakes you've made. Lay all that aside. And look forward to what lies ahead. Now, I know, you know, we're going to have some terrible things happen to us in this life. There's many of us who have lost loved ones or will lose loved ones. There's many times, I think, in the future, there's a possibility that we will be persecuted as believers. But lay it aside. Look forward to what's happening ahead. What's going to go on ahead? And that is resurrection. He says, the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. God will call us home one day. We will be resurrected, or we will be changed in an instant and be with Christ forever. But he tells us right now, we need to hold true to what we've attained. We don't, just because we put aside all the things of the past, we don't forget all of the things we've learned. We hold on to them. And we imitate those we know in the faith who have been faithful. those that have gone before and those that are still alive. This is why community is so important. We need to have people around us who are strong in their faith to help us make our faith stronger. And we can't be surprised if people don't believe in Christ, that people don't turn to Christ. So many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. This world is full of the enemies of Christ. And they think that they're going to win in the end, but they don't. Paul says we could take hope because our citizenship is not of this world. It's in heaven. And we await Jesus to come back and take us home. He will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. You and I, our bodies will not be the same. Thank goodness. No more pain. No more death. We'll be transformed and be given a new glorious body. How does God do it? How does Jesus do this? It's by the power of God. So what do we do? What do we do in these trying times, in this time of what I've called the tribulation? I think it is a time of tribulation. It may not be the tribulation, but it is definitely a time that tries our heart. What do? First of all, we need to keep the main thing, the main thing. And the main thing is Jesus Christ. Paul says, I only preach Christ and Christ crucified. That's what we need to do now, especially. We preach Christ and Christ crucified. And we need to keep our eye on the ball. We need to keep our eye on the prize of the resurrection from the dead and the call from above from God to a transformed body, to a new life. And we got to keep on keeping on. We can't give up. We can't let some virus, we can't let some government mandate stop us as we persevere and as we push on and press on towards the prize. Paul says we run the race as one that's going to win. Why? Because we will win in the end. You can kill this body. You can do whatever you want, but Christ wins in the end. So, beloved, don't lose hope. Press on towards the prize before us. Father, we praise you. Help us to press on. We can only do this by your power and by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the hope we have in these trying times. We pray this in your name. Amen. Press on, beloved. God bless, and we'll see you next time.